atoms. ALMA 3mm observations of massive star forming regions, IV. Radio recombination lines and evolution of star formation efficiencies, by C. Zhang et al. We report detection of radio recombination line, RRL, H_40 alpha toward 75 sources, with data obtained from ACA observations in the ATOM survey of 146 active galactic star forming regions. We calculated ionized gas mass and star formation rate with H40U line emission. The mass of ionized gas is significantly smaller than molecular gas mass, indicating that ionized gas is negligible in the star-forming clumps of the ATOM sample. The star formation rate, SFR_H_40 alpha, estimated with RRLH_40 alpha agrees well with that, SFR_L_BOL, calculated with the total bolometric luminosity, L_BOL, when SFRGTR_SIM5M_A.MIR-1, suggesting that millimeter RRLs could well sample the upper part of the initial mass function, IMF, and thus be good traces for SFR. We also study the relationships between L_BOL and the molecular line luminosities, L0MOL, of CSJ equals 2 to 1 and HC_3NJ equals 11 to 10 for all the 146 ATOM sources. The PON L0MOL's correlations of both the CSJ equals 2 to 1 and HC3NJ equals 11 to 10 lines appear approximately linear, and these transitions have success in predicting L_BOL similar to that of more commonly used transitions. The L_BOL to L_MOL ratios, or SFR to mass ratios, star formation efficiency, SFE, do not change with galactocentric distances, R_GC. Sources with H_40 alpha emission, or H_2 regions, show higher L_BOL to L_MOL than those without H_40 alpha emission, which may be an evolutionary effect. This was ATOMS, ALMA 3mm observations of massive star-forming regions, IV. Radio recombination lines and evolution of star formation efficiencies, by C. Zhang et al.